Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. Yes, baby, it's Champagne Friday all day today. We out of champagne because we ain't got no gum rum, and I don't know what's the matter with Steve Dom. Listen. It is August the 26th, 2022. 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen, we do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and we also have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, visit us online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen, special musical salute on tonight is independent artist Wolfgang and Sherelle, and also independent artist Dress Like Judah. They are hotter than Maroon 5. And y'all know who gonna be hearing them? Who gonna be hearing the music, people? Tell me up in here, engineer. Come on, hit me up, engineer. Come on. Hey. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, it is going on like dynamite up in here. Somebody throw a grenade. Hey, throw the grenade. Hot music, I'm telling you. So listen, y'all, you know, the last episode, y'all know Roxanne was all over Rodney. I told her to get off the man, right? She would not leave him alone. So now she is pressing charges. So y'all, let me tell you what happened. Now, she was all on him, but now she is pressing charges against him because he would not reciprocate her feelings. Now, ain't that something? Now, he the one supposed to be pressing charges because she was harassing him. But now, I'm telling y'all, dog, what in the Sam Hill is going on? She is filling out her report, pressing her charges because he would not give up the booty. Now, ain't that something? Oh, I say, I never heard nothing like that before. She's filling out her report because he would not reciprocate her feelings. So she feels like she's just going to do an incident report. You know what I'm saying? I say, I never heard nothing like that. She really needs to just go ahead and get a bottle of Gumba Rum, just set them down, chill out. Just chill the hell out. Just chill on out. She might need to go on and get hooked up with Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean? See, now, if she get hooked up with Snoop Dogg, neither one of them will know what's going on anyway. So I think that's the road she needs to go down. She needs to hook up with Snoop because Snoop never knows what's going on. You know what I'm saying? He's like walking around with his 840 or whatever you want to call it. But now y'all know Snoop my man. So listen. This is just entertainment. I love my Snoop. So listen, he's got his Snoopy Loopies. And that's so cool. Y'all know he got his own food company. Stop arguing with me. They still tell me he ain't got no food. Like, yes, he do. Do not argue with me. I am telling you, Snoop Dogg has his own food line. He's got his syrup. He's got the pancakes. And now he has Snoop Loops. How can you go wrong with a name like Snoop Loops? I'm telling you, people is probably going to buy Snoop Loops and just put it up on their shelf and probably never eat it. They're probably not going to even eat the cereal. They just want it in their cabinet, right? Snoop Loops, I'm telling you. And he got his hot dog, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, I'm telling you, the man is just a bomb. He is just a bomb. He's the bomb. I'm telling you, he really is. He really is. Listen, people. Listen, I keep telling y'all about Millionaire Music. Listen, I'm entertained, but I'm serious. Listen, people. I keep telling you guys about Millionaire Music. Yes, we love music. We make our music. We make a few pennies off. I mean, and I do mean pennies. We make a few pennies off the music. But listen, of course, there's money in the music, okay? Listen. You got to have all your dominoes together to make the money in your music. Now, listen, but the cash comes from multiple streams of income. I keep telling you people, multiple streams of income. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Look at Snoop Dogg. I'm telling you, he's got hot dogs. He's got cereal, pancakes. Listen, and he's got the football camp for the kids. I love it. Have you guys checked out his football camp? He has his sports camp for the kids. He gives back to the community. And even with his food line, he gives back a portion of the proceeds to who? To the less fortunate. He really does. So listen, he is well connected with the community. He does his little crib walk, little dance thing during halftime at the football games. You know he wasn't supposed to do that, but he did anyway. But that's what makes him so cool. But anyway, it was not about a representation of a gang. Listen, let me tell you, I got some hot music going down today. Independent artist Wolfgang, he got some bad music, y'all, and so does Dress Like Judah. Oh, they are so the bomb. They are the bomb. I am telling you. Yes. Listen, so up right now is Independent Artist Dress Like Judah, and it is Crowded Room, baby. Let's spin it, baby. Spin it, baby. Listen, listen. Let me tell y'all something. This artist, independent artist, dressed like Judah, the whole world could listen to them all day long. They are just that good. The whole world could listen to their music all day long. I'm sitting here listening to the song Crowded Room. See, listen, they got it down. They got it down. That's what I keep telling people. The ability to tell your story clearly in a song is so key, and they do it so well. They tell the story. They sound hella good. You know what I mean? They sound hella good. They really do. They sound so good. The harmony is the bomb. They are ice cold. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Listen, I'm sitting here listening. I know y'all going to say I'm really corny, right? But they do remind me of, guess what? You remember the show? They used to come on years ago, The Monkees, and they used to be singing, but The Monkees were good. Their songs were really, really good. They remind me of The Monkees singing because, listen, they got that sound that you just love. There's no way you cannot like this band. There is no way in earth that you cannot like them because they are just that good. And then also, they remind me of Bobby Darin. See, they got that nostalgic sound that we all want. We all want that feeling of nostalgia. And guess what? They provide it. They provide it in their music because their music is so great. It's not trap rap. You know, now, don't get me wrong. I like rap, but I do not like trap rap. It's clean. They got clean, wholesome music. You hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm saying? And then also, like I said, to give you that nostalgic feeling like Bobby Darin. You can always listen to groups like Bobby Darin, Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about up in here. So listen, and then also they remind me, I had this group on years ago. I've been doing this for a minute. Can I tell you, and I'm old as fart. So it's okay. It's okay. I had this group on years ago. Let me tell you something. They did an interview with them. Really, really good. Void 808. So you know a group is really good when you never forget their name. You never forget their name. So listen, Void 808 was on way back when I had WSF radio in the early days. Void 808. They're out of California, and those guys were so good. Of course, their career was phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. They are awesome. I'm not sure what they're doing now because that was like eons ago. So listen, let me tell you, these guys, I'm telling you, dressed like Judah, they got it going on. They have it going. They are superstars of today. And listen, the thing that's so great about, they're just getting started. They're just getting started. Can you imagine where they're going to be a year down the road? I am telling you. I am so telling you. I almost feel like, listen here. Now, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. I'm going to play another song by Dressed Like Judah. I almost feel like Diana Ross when she discovered the Jackson 5. I really do. I really do. I feel like Diana Ross and the Jackson 5. Now you know how I feel. Now you can get where I'm going with this. Now you understand what I am saying up in here. So listen, listen. These guys are just jamming all over the place. Listen. And I am telling you, they really need to do a lot of media. All they got to do is do some media, do some interviews. I'm talking about music, online, blogging. I am telling you, all they need to do is get with some music influencers to blog about me, about them. I'm telling you, blog about them, blog about their music, blog about what they're doing, how they got started, why they got started. I am telling you, we'll put them on the map, honey. I am so telling you. I am so telling you, it is just right there for them. Can I tell you something? Do you guys play dart? It's almost like I got a dart in my hand and I am just throwing the dart and bam, bullseye. They are bullseye, baby. Bullseye, bullseye, bullseye. I'm telling you, Diana Ross is up in here with the Jackson 5. That's how much I know these guys are going to make it. I already know that. Yes, it is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Listen, I have some more music that is awesome by Dressed Like Judah. Dressed Like Judah. And then they're singing about the Crowded Room. I see, I can't stop it. When it's really good, you cannot stop talking about it, about the Crowded Room. And we all know what that feeling is like. It feels so juicy, goody on the inside. It's just like Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit, Juicy Fruit. Y'all remember the candy, Juicy Fruit? Juicy Fruit and Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty. So listen. The band, Dressed Like Judah, is just like Good and Plenty. They got good and plenty of great music. How about that? Listen, I'm telling you, they are on it. I am telling you. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to get this in. They got some great stuff. Now, listen, y'all going to love this as well. Now, that was Crowded Room. Now, don't forget, that was Crowded Room, what you just heard, okay? And then I have some music by Eyes of Wolfgang. Wolfgang featuring Sherelle. Sherelle, they're good too. Now listen, let me tell you something. They got some good stuff. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. They got great stuff going on, honey. Listen, when the stuff is really good, you can't stop talking about it. You know, when it's really great and you know it's really good and you know they are going to make it, you cannot stop talking about it. So listen, this is a live show. Okay, and so it is not pre-recorded. Also, I want you guys to know while you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. So listen, up next is it is independent artist Wolfgang, and this is Eyes on Me. Y'all check this out.
I'm a look like money. I've been spending now, I like to make their levies. Pretty girl, I want it. See my song is on me. Pretty things I like and I'ma pay them with my name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you recognize the queen when you see one, dripping in designer bags, I'm a diva. Fancy, if you better fancy.
Great music, the beat. Listen, that song, Eyes on Me, by independent artist Wolfgang and featuring Sherelle, that beat is bad. You know, the beat is so bad. And listen, now he reminds me, this song reminds me of Dr. Jams. Dr. Jams, I had the pleasure of meeting this crazy great independent artist a couple months ago. And I'm telling you, his music is blowing up like banana splits. Can I tell you, he's blowing up like banana splits. Y'all remember the show, the Banana Splits? I'm telling you, Dr. Jams is blowing up, and he is like so my favorite person. He is my favorite person. You know why? Because he connects very well with his fans. He connects with his fan base. He's doing a great job. And listen, he's an evangelist and an independent artist, and he makes the best music. He brings the other people. He makes great music. His music has a great beat that you can never forget. And I'm saying that because Eyes on Me does the same thing. They got a great beat. Listen, if you guys think that everybody know how to make a great beat with music, you got another thing coming. Sometimes that manufactured sound is not the best sound. Some people can't do it very well where they manufacture the beat. They purchase the beat offline. They do what they sound, you know. And I don't always recommend that. Sometimes you can tell, you know, when people just love to feel the instrument in their hand, there's nothing like it, people. When you're sitting down at the piano, playing the piano, or you're blowing on the sax, but just like K-Focus, this other guy, I mean, this guy, he's still not a superstar yet. Listen, let me say, I'm about to have a, life lesson. Some people, it takes them longer to get to where they're supposed to be because some people don't want the help behind them. Some people, they have their team, but they don't always accept the help. Now, I hate to really say this. Because the guy was on my show not too long ago, but KJ should have been where he needs to be a long time ago because he's just that good. He plays places like venues like weddings and things like that, but for God's sake, why are you playing in the street? It's like, what in the Sam Hill world? You know, if you tell a person that you're going to help them get on television, why wouldn't you let them do that? Why wouldn't you allow somebody to help you get on stations where you are? You know, it's just like, what the Sam Hill? You know, it just drives me crazy. So anyway, he is phenomenally talented. So this is my point. He is phenomenally talented. He has a huge amount of talent. Sometimes it takes a person a little bit longer, and I'm not trying to make an example out of somebody. So listen, my point is that sometimes it takes an artist a little bit longer, and we all do this. I'm not just pointing at one person. So let's get that straight. Sometimes it takes a person a little bit longer to get where they are because of the control. Artists are really control people, so control people. There's another artist that was on that is hugely talented, has a voice like Luther Vandross, and still, because of the control, they feel like they're going to lose something if a person doesn't really help them. So I don't know what the thing is. But anyway, it's all about somebody stealing. That's what it really is, somebody stealing what they're doing. Nobody's going to steal. Nope, everybody that's out here is not trying to steal your music. You know, people, who is this? It was someone else. Not God, all these different people is coming to mind. Then I'm going to play the next song. The next song is by Dressed Like Judah, and it's For You. Now, this is my point. Don't be so worried about someone stealing your music or stealing what you're working on. I don't know what it is, but creative people have this thing about worrying about someone stealing from them. So everyone in the world is not a bad person. Not everyone is going to steal your music and redo it or steal whatever you're writing, your poetry. There was someone on not too long ago. He has like years worth. Now this is crazy too, and then I'm gonna play the song. He has 10 years worth of songs. He's crazy talented as well, but he just cannot let go, and it's just a crazy thing. So I just pray peace and love on everybody that we can kind of loosen up the straps a little bit and don't be so tight. So listen. Oh Jesus, that was a long life lesson. So my thing is relax. The thing is, relax. And listen to the universe. You got to know. Listen, my artists. You got to know when the universe is sending you the right person. I think that's another thing where artists close the door on people because they can't recognize who's really the real person that's supposed to help them in their career to get them, advance them forward to the next step. So what do? They get afraid and they close the door. So don't do that. Be mindful. And if you don't have enough wisdom to recognize that, just pray and ask God to give you the wisdom to know, discern the difference between the wolf and the sheep, because you do got some wolves out here. But listen, you got to have discernment. Not everyone is trying to steal from you, okay? And so you got to be able to recognize the sheep, the person that's going to help you and lead you into the greener pasture so you won't be out in the street playing your instrument. So for God's sakes, oh, my God. So listen, let's do this. Let's do this, people. This is for you.
Forgetting 19.
Yeah, for you. I love it. I wish you wouldn't hurt me the way that you do. You know, heartbreak, I tell you, that's a rough pickle right there. You know, the best thing to get over heartbreak is what? A bowl of ice cream. And you know what, ladies, let me say this. And please don't kill me over here. Ladies, the best thing for a broken heart is not to move on to another guy right away. Where do we get this from? I don't do it. Thank God I do not do that. Nope. I don't do that. So listen, ladies. Listen. When you break up with Johnny, you know, just because Bob opens the door doesn't mean you got to walk through it. You know, what is this? You know, don't be so needy. You know, every time somebody breaks up with you, you know, we got to break that thing where, you know, you're so needy that you just got to walk through the next door right away. And you know what happens? You mess it up. You get your heart broken again, and then you go and try to walk through the third door. And you know why that happens? Because you didn't give yourself a chance to heal. And so what happens is when you break up with that first person and you walk through the door to the second person, and when you get in conversation, you're talking with that second person, you know what happens? History is going to repeat itself in your mind, even though history is not. See, this is the thing. History is not repeating itself. It's really not. But the person that has gotten their heart broken, the history is repeating itself in your mind. And when you're looking at the new person, you're looking at person, the second person, and when he's talking to you, it's reminding you of cues in your mind of what happened to the first person. And you think in your mind, you're playing this little, the tape is going, and that's why you got to get healed first before you go to the second person, because the tape is going to keep rolling and rolling on rewind in your mind with the second person. And when you hear things that he's saying, it reminds me of Johnny. You're just like Johnny. Yeah, haven't you guys heard, you remind me so much of Johnny. It's just like Johnny. Hell no, he's not just like Johnny. The thing is, you're stuck on rewind in your mind, and you can't get it out because you're not whole, you're not healed, and you're thinking Bobby is reminding you of Johnny when he has nothing to do with Johnny. So what you got to do is sit your ass down, get healed, and get whole, and then you can move on to Bob, and then he won't be pressing your buttons, thinking that he's Johnny. So listen, that's what it is. That is the thing. You got to get healed and whole so your mind won't be pressed on rewind on everything that Bobby says. And you're not going to be able to have a decent conversation with Bobby because everything he's saying is like, it's not just like Johnny. Oh, my God, you're just like him. No, he's not just like him. It's just like you got to sit down for a minute and get healed and get whole. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a so-called blast, and I got to get up out of here. But guess what? I get to do all over again a little bit later. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.